The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. African leaders gathered in Beijing this week for a summit focused on economic ties. President Xi Jinping offered another $60 billion in financing for Africa, promising to focus on development projects that are sustainable. Chinese President Xi Jinping:
China will always be a good friend, good partner, and good brother of Africa. No one can destroy the great unity of the Chinese and African people.
Critics have said that China is burying some countries under massive debt and taking advantage of Africa's natural resources. They also attack the president for using Chinese instead of African labor. But at Beijing's Great Hall of the People this week, African leaders were quick to defend the Chinese president. South Africa's president, Cyril Ramaphosa:
FOCAC refutes the view that a new colonialism is taking hold in Africa, as our detractors would have us believe.
President Xi had announced another pledge of $60 billion in development assistance just 3 years ago at another gathering in Johannesburg. In Hong Kong, one of the city's oldest Cantonese restaurants, Lin Hung Tea House, could soon be a relic of the past. Now the owners are worried their new landlord, CSI Properties, will not renew their lease. Terrence Lam is a spokesperson for the Lin Hung restaurant.
The nature of a family business is sustained by every generation. It's not only a business, but it embodies the past legacy. The tea house represents the hardship from the ancestors. We hope we can protect it.
According to U.S.-based Demographia, Hong Kong had the most expensive real estate in the world in 2017. Redevelopment is popular across the city, and the selling off of older buildings, as well as spiraling rents, has spelled the end for a number of family-run neighborhood favorites across Hong Kong. Lin Hung is one of the city's oldest Cantonese restaurant businesses and is run by the Nan family, who arrived from the southern Chinese province of Guangdong and set it up in 1926. Its possible demise has upset its loyal customer base, who come here as much for the food as for a feeling of tradition and nostalgia. A local customer:
if a person has eaten at a place for decades, of course they'll have emotions.
The lease for Lin Hung Tea House expires in March. But at least for now, waiters still push around the steaming trolleys of dim sum as impatient diners clamor for more. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.